Good morning and welcome to Inside the Huddle on a Saturday morning, brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Susan Casper in Frankfort. I'm Kevin Keith. We've got a full boat this morning with all our regular area coaches, including an interview later sometime this hour when the guys tell me to play it with Coach Bud Wright with Russ Casper last night. So we'll go ahead and turn it over to Don Stock. We've also got Jamie Blacker back this week. So good morning, friends.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Don.
I'm going to let you go with it, Jamie. Welcome back. We're glad to have you here this week.
Thank you. I missed being here the last 2 weeks, so we'll get started. We'll talk to all the coaches in the area again today, but we'll go over some scores from last night. In the Sagamore Conference, we had Lebanon over Frankfort 63-27, Tri-West 24, Danville 21. It was the Western Boone Stars over North Montgomery 35-8. Southmont was victorious over Crawfordsville 26-13. In the Hoosier Heartland Conference, Sheridan was winners over Clinton Prairie 42-0. Taylor was 40, Clinton Central 6. Carroll was 42-14 over Eastern. And the Delphi Oracles beat Tri-Central last night 34-17. In the Hoosier Conference, West Lafayette, I think is the number one team in 3A football, was a winner last night 48-14 over Rensselaer. Lafayette Central Catholic got back over 500 last night, winning over Tipton 35-21. Western was a big winner over Hamilton Heights 35-14. Cass over Northwestern 42-14. And Benton Central wins another ball game. I think their third win of the year. They were 13-6 over Twin Lakes. Don, we had some interesting matchups in the county last night. You traveled south to Boone County for the Hot Dogs and the Tigers. Frankfort, you know, started moving the ball well, and then, you know, the running game for Tigers sounds like took over.
Yeah, it's a difficult situation when you're kind of a one kind of offense and not giving your quarterback, you know, enough time to throw the ball. It was a long night last night for the Dogs, but there were times they looked very well.
We'll talk to Coach Byers here at 9:15. We'll have 9:30. Carol, Coach Betzner in, and 9:45, Coach Slicker, the interview from Coach Bud Wright, and we'll talk about Sheridan's 700th win in program history last night. But first up, we have Coach Rosa, the head coach of Clinton Central. It was homecoming for the Bulldogs last night out at Michigan Town. And, Don, you got his first question.
Yeah, I tell you, Coach, it looked like, looking at your stats, outside of, with the Hot Dogs, a tough first quarter. Other than that, it was pretty evened up.
It was pretty even the rest of the way, yeah. And, you know, I mean, the only correction I'd like to make on the scores here today was it, you know, Taylor did not beat us 40-6. Javer Patterson beat us 40-6. if that young man had come up with, you know, the mumps or the measles or something earlier in the week, you know, we would have won that ball game. You know, he had 270 yards out of the 314 total yards we gave up in the game, and he got the 270 yards on about 7 plays. You know, we just weren't ready for the speed that he possessed and the power that he possessed. It took 3-4 guys to take him down on every play, and we brought him down the backfield on numerous occasions. But when he got to the outside and broke through, you know, it was Katie bar the door.
Well, I know that Coach Binzer from Carroll had nothing but good things to say about Mr. Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that they had a very difficult time of bringing him down. And they played at Taylor, and they're on artificial turf over there. And he said it was crazy.
Yeah, well, we also made the mistake of cutting the grass on Wednesday for our Powder Puff homecoming football game, and that shortened it a little bit to make him just a little bit faster as well. But, you know, he's just a great athlete, and, you know, there's not much else you can say about it.
Should have left the sprinklers running a little heavy this week.
Should have let the sprinklers run a little bit more and not cut the grass. I think it would have helped a little bit. But, I mean, he's just a phenomenal athlete, and – they jumped up really quick on us, 14-0, scored again late right at the end of the first quarter. And if you look at the middle three quarters, you know, we played them even. We actually had a chance. We score. It's 22-6. We get the ball back. We drive. And we have an interception. We drive, we have an interception. We drive, we have a fumble. And, you know, we held them, forced three straight punts. We put a punt block in this week off of it. And the rush was so great that the kid never even tried to kick the ball. He knew it was going to get blocked, and we ended up just tackling him. You know, so, I mean, it was there were so many positives out of the game. It just seems like we're constantly half a player short on a play. And when you're half a player short and playing 10 and a half guys instead of 11, it shows at times. And give them credit. Give them credit. They made homecoming a little bit sour at the end.
You know, it says a lot for your team, though, because you play a ton of freshmen on a varsity level. I don't mean bring it up every week, but I think it's a big deal in the fact that your freshmen are getting better week after week after week.
Well, yeah, and like I said last week, you know, they're not freshmen anymore. They're Bulldogs. You know, we've played five games now. But, you know, I still have a lot of seniors out there as well. And our offensive line played Bulldog football last night. We opened up holes. Our two senior running backs, Dayton and Leo, they ran the ball hard collectively. They both just were under 100 yards apiece. You know, we controlled the ball on offense. We just kept making mistakes. And the mistakes aren't always because of youth. You know, some of the mistakes were on my seniors, unfortunately. But we dress 19. We get two more back starting today. We've got another one hopefully back in another week and a half. But, you know, I did a survey the other day on our school computer, and we've got 137 boys in the school who play from seventh grade to juniors, who play a sport that are not participating in fall off athletics. And when you have that many kids not coming out, it takes its toll. And to dress 19 guys and to give a fight like we gave, you know, just imagine what it could be if some of those guys didn't have to go both ways, or we could rest them on special teams and a few other things. That's the difference in that half a second being too slow to stop a guy like Patterson last night. You know, it's not an excuse. We've got to figure out, my job is to figure out a way to get those boys, instead of sitting there in the pep rally in the stands, to be down on the court with us with a Bulldog jersey on.
Yeah,
and I'm going to figure it out.
It's definitely a process, and I think you've got a good, really good administration staff in place out there. I've heard the superintendent here on Wylo a few times talking. I think a great, great individual. He's moving the Bulldog community in the right direction, and I have a personal connection with your athletic director, and I think he's a really great guy too. So I think those two guys.
We got great support and leadership, and Mr. Smith is great. You know, Mr. Jones last night, you know, he just smiled and said, "I got your back, coach. Keep going."
Yeah.
You know, and we are going to turn this around.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
it's a process,
but it is a process, and unfortunately for the kids who are out there right now busting their behinds all the time, it gets frustrating.
Yep.
You know, and there was a lot of emotion in the locker room last night, and you know, I mean, it would have been great. It was homecoming.
Yeah.
I had three senior captains on the homecoming float. I had a sophomore on the homecoming float. I had a freshman on the homecoming float. So you figure it out at halftime, how many boys did we actually have that we
right.
could be talking with, right?
Yep.
But they were all locked in and zoned in as soon as they got back to me after halftime. And they played really hard. And while we're just on that topic, just so I don't forget, congratulations to Hayden Pratt, one of our senior captains. He was the homecoming king. And Miss Morgan Newton was the homecoming queen, so I have to give them a shout out, because that's something it's a memory they'll have forever. And you know, I was happy that my boys got to have that,
right.
But as I also told our athletic director, this won't happen again. my football players can go to be the hard court king during basketball season, but not during football
right.
season.
Yeah. Coach, I think your emotions, you know, tell the story here, and it's tough every week come in here and what Don and I talked about yesterday on Party Line, you know, on promoting our show, you get the real feel of what's going on in the programs throughout the county, because you guys come in here and you tell us. I mean, you don't pull any punches or anything. You know, 19 kids playing a varsity level football program, it's tough. I mean, especially when almost half of them are freshman athletes, and, you know, that's their fifth varsity football game last night, and they're playing against kids who probably played close to 30 or more. And it just takes a long time to get there. But I really feel like in the next couple of years, that story is really going to change at Clinton Central. And these guys will grow up. And, you know, a lot of programs go through it, and it's tough to do. It's tough for everyone. It's tough for the parents. It's tough for the school administrators, because everybody wants to win. At the end of the day, everybody wants to win. But then again, I would like to Clinton Central people out there, and I'll speak for you, it doesn't start at freshman level. It starts clear back down to youth level. And that's where it's got to be. And sometimes it takes a lot of years for that to get up to the varsity. And that's critical. And some people forget about that sometimes, Coach.
Yeah, you know, and we are building the entire program. It's not just the varsity. So I really appreciate that comment. You know, but, yeah, is it fun to come in here on Saturday morning and talk about this? No, but you know what? If I stress to my players to be honest and to be accountable for their actions, I can't duck.
Right.
So I'm going to come in here and I'm going to tell you what it is. And you know what? I am 0-5. My team's not 0-5. I am 0-5.
Gotcha.
And we're trying to get that so that each player who's out there understands that they are 0-5. And how do we fix it? And you know what? We've got a plan. We're going to continue to work the plan, and someday we're going to come in here, and Don, you're going to actually have to buy the donuts.
Yeah, I'll be happy to do that.
Because I was
too.
Really looking forward to having a nice Boston crawler today and didn't get that chance.
Well, Coach, can you talk a little bit about your junior high and elementary programs, where you're at right now on the status of those?
You know, our elementary program unfortunately had their games canceled this past weekend because of the storms that were in the area, but Coach Griffey is doing a really nice job. They made a good move a couple years back to go over to Cass County into that league, and there's some structure there, and we're gradually building there. Our numbers are up to about 30 right now on the youth, which we still need to increase, but that's okay. Our junior high got their first win this past week. You know, they beat up on Taylor. I'm sorry, on Frontier. They beat up on Frontier. Caleb Robinson ran for 270 yards, and he had a 50-yard touchdown called back, or else he would have been over 300 yards. You know, they played really well. Coach Rail, Coach Jones, Coach Mooneyhan, they're getting those kids to start to understand what it takes. The beauty of them is they practice right next to us, so we're constantly able to go over and give them bits and pieces of advice. And it's hard on them because they're trying to run a whole new system now than what they were used to running as well. Because, you know, yeah, we are a Veer team, but we're also meshing some triple option in there. And we're adding a little bit of spread so that it's a little bit harder to force teams to get out of that 8-man box, that 9-man box, and it's starting to happen. And because of that, we were able to gash between the tackles last night for 200 yards of rushing. You know, we just fumbled the ball, or those couple of passes were just that much off and fell into the wrong hands, you know. But, you know, if you look at it, you know, Creed was actually 10 of 13 last night. Just unfortunately, four of them went to the wrong team.
Well, Coach, if everybody on the team has the enthusiasm that you have and the dedication, a victory isn't too far away, and we'll be having donuts soon.
We will be having donuts soon because we can't fix what's going on, yes.
Yeah. Well, you're going to Eastern. The bus will be rolling out on Friday, and then 2 weeks, Hoosier Heartland TV will be out to broadcast the Carroll Central game on a night for – But or for
oh, don't say that now.
Yeah, well,
we're honoring Coach Gilbert.
He was on our,
yes, yeah. Yes.
George wouldn't be very happy if he was listening. Maybe he is, because he usually does.
I'm sure he is.
Talk about George, or salute to George, and We're very happy to be out there to do that broadcast.
Yeah, we're having a great hog roast pregame for all the alumni. And they're gonna from Shoops, so you know, and that's why Don's going. But that way, the alumni can get there and talk with Coach Gilbert for a while. We're hoping that he's well enough that he'll come out and he'll do the coin toss prior to the game, and then he can head on out or just hang around and talk with the alumni, and maybe his magic in the stands will help get that win number one. And then afterwards, we've got the Angry Donkey with some appetizers there in Michigan Town, and you know, then we can tell some Coach Gilbert stories and have a couple adult beverages and go for there. But the adult beverages are it's a cash bar. Yes.
There we go. Well, Coach, good luck against Eastern, and we'll see you next Saturday.
I'll be here.
We've been talking with Coach Rosa, the head coach of the Clinton Center Bulldogs. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper Insurance.